Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're going to now be chatting about immigration, and I urge you to stay tuned and listen out for our next interview. It's going to be really interesting. Dr. Seth Cooper, the past president of Psychological Society of South Africa. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, how are you, Gary?
I'm very well. Thank you for making time for us again, and we do appreciate it. And Dr. Cooper, today, really want to chat about immigration and why particularly are so many South Africans leaving South Africa, and what is going to be the long-term impact on South Africa, you know, with this brain drain?
Well, look, I think that given where the country is economically and socially, I think many people who have skill and qualifications to sell out there will take advantage of those. I should also say that for young people in particular, the world is their oyster, and they should be able to soar to great heights wherever they're able to settle. And that doesn't mean that they should feel any guilt, because that, I think, is one of the things that has happened in the past. You know, in the past, there was that sense of guilt, and it resulted in people who found greener pastures elsewhere being quite reactive and almost angry when engaging with their families, their friends, their colleagues, their social and other circles that they left behind. I think that has changed quite a bit in the last decade or so, because people realize that if they have those skills, that are marketable elsewhere, and they're getting a better opportunity, they're getting security, they're getting certainty, they will take those opportunities and they should not be held back. The consequences for the country are dire, but I don't think we should be blaming those who are able to secure better pastures abroad, because the liberation ethos, even though, you know, yesterday was Mandela Day, that liberation ethos, I think, almost died with Mandela's giving up the presidency. And from then on, it was almost and literally each man at the top for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that contributed to where we've come to. I should also caution, though, that while it may seem rosy in other places, many, many countries are actually, particularly northern countries, are experiencing severe uncertainties occasioned by both the pandemic as well as the knock-on effect of the Russian-Ukraine war. So it may not be as rosy for everyone who ends up in whichever part of the world. Therefore, carefully choosing their locations, and if they're headhunted, as I know many, many, especially young, bright, able people are, they will get swallowed up very, very quickly and make names for themselves elsewhere when they couldn't here.
Absolutely. Do you think, Dr. Cooper, that possibly also within South Africa we're chasing these individuals away? We're actually forcing them to seek employment overseas?
Well, in a way, I think we are, because we are not creating the conducive climate. I know for certainty that a lot of qualified persons try again, particularly in the public sector, and they hit brick walls, or they hit a resounding chasm where there's no response, you know, with their CVs. And it's almost as if sometimes advertisements are out there just so that it passes muster. Now, when all of that emerges and people are not cherished for what they bring to an enterprise to work and other environments, then people are going to naturally tend to look for safer spaces where they are cherished, where they are welcome.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what does South Africa have to do to keep these individuals? Or, I mean, could you possibly give us an indication on that?
Well, firstly, all that I've referred to that's negative needs to stop.
Yeah.
The reality is I don't think it will stop, because the people entrenched in those places think they're the agenda, they create the agenda, they become the agenda, and they ignore that real pool of excellence that I almost every day come across from all sectors, you know, all shades, or all beliefs, but we're not cherishing them. And any country that is short-sighted doesn't look at its future, its children, and looking at ways to beneficiate them, and I'm using that word, beneficiate, very carefully, because we ought to be educating, we ought to be mentoring, we ought to create openings. I mean, there's an entire industry that grew up around CETA, learnership, et cetera, et cetera. All of that has gone down the tube. And, certain individuals with the right connections have made money from it. Labor has become a commodity. And I think we need to rethink the world of work. Certain skills are sorely needed. Teaching, nursing, frontline healthcare, basic construction and other kinds of sanitation, cleansing. Those are important areas. And the ones I'm mentioning sometimes end up being almost semi-skilled or non-skilled, and they ought not to be. You know, because I've been in situations where, in this country and abroad, and most recently as well, where that person who is the hotel person who comes in and sorts out the room, etc., does it with pride. A young person, both male, female, and they do it with pride. They are pleasant about it. They know they're contributing to their society and so on. You don't get that here. We are an angry nation. We begrudge everybody but ourselves and those who mimic us and those who are immediately around us. That must stop. We must cherish the diverse range of abilities, skills, and people we have in our society. For that, Gary, I'm afraid we need a massive change in our socialization and education.
Absolutely. Dr. Sats Cooper, the past president of Psychological Society of South Africa, thank you so, so much for your time, that insight. And please, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an SMS 34519 or a telegram 061-895-1019 with your thoughts. And Dr. Cooper, thank you so much. Have a very good evening.